Unreliable currency flooded the region, and counterfeiters made the problem worse by printing phony versions of the bills these institutions issued. Little money circulated in Dundee. A barter system covered most transactions. But one institution that did issue high-quality currency in Kane County was George Smith's Wisconsin Marine and Fire Insurance Company, which had secured banking privileges in that state and had a branch in Chicago. His bills were nicknamed George Smith's Money. The Dundee merchants wanted Pinkerton to catch the scoundrel who had passed at least two phony $10 bills of George Smith's money in Dundee. Pinkerton, who had never seen a bill as high as $10, met and began ingratiating himself with the man the merchants suspected was the counterfeiter, John Craig, a tall, well-heeled, and swarthy-looking newcomer in his 60s who said he was from Vermont. For a barefoot cooper in overalls, Pinkerton hatched an elaborate sting to try to catch Craig, eventually showing up with $125 of the merchant's silver as bait to buy 50 of Craig's bogus $10 bills. But the trap Pinkerton set ended up failing. The wily Craig, who always had surrogates do the dirty work so he could not be directly linked to the counterfeit money, eventually was arrested, but he managed to escape from jail after bribing an officer. When Pinkerton visited the irascible George Smith in Milwaukee to be reimbursed at least for the time he spent running off Craig, the bank president griped but paid, warning that if the upstart Cooper ever played detective again without his authorization, he wouldn't get a dime from George Smith. Pinkerton learned a hard lesson. Always have a written contract before you take a case. Pinkerton moved back to Chicago in 1848. He had become restless and Dundee had grown too conservative for his tastes. After chasing John Craig, he had taken a job on top of his Cooper's business as a part-time Kane County deputy sheriff. But when he ran for sheriff on an abolitionist ticket in spring 1847, and the next year ran as a candidate on the Liberty Party ticket for the state's constitutional convention, Dundee's Baptist Church minister fiercely campaigned against him, accusing him of being a drunkard and an atheist. Pinkerton was not a drunkard, but he was an atheist. He lost both elections.